Right now, I'm talking with Jim McKinney. Everything that Jim has to say is also fascinating. Jim is going to recount right now for everyone what happened at an event that he put together last Saturday, an event that had about 100 or maybe even greater than 100 very peaceful Republicans, and they went into downtown Bellingham, and then Katie barred the door. What happened, Jimmy?
Yeah, so we actually, a group of people put together, including me, put together a rally in downtown Bellingham. We started out in out of town. People from all over the county and all over the city came together. Over 100 vehicles, all kinds of Trump flags, all kinds of American flags. And we talked about it before we got started. We said everyone will be positive. They'll be patient because don't break any laws. Smile when people give you the finger. And be patriotic, just supporting the president, but most importantly, law enforcement in our community. And what happened is we got into the downtown area is on the way into town, a lot of people were giving us thumbs up, a lot of support, a lot of flags. People came out on their porches and held flags out, and a lot of positive. But as we got close to downtown, which is near Western Washington University and basically the gateway to darkness, people started, the young millennial types and a few others started becoming ridiculous. We drove over one overpass over the freeway into town, a place called Alabama Street, and a guy on the corner pulled his hose out, was hosing down everybody's cars and flags as they went by. As we got closer into town, a large number of very angry millennials started screaming, racist, throwing fingers, trying to grab flags. It became a little bit unnerving, though. Everyone agreed to stay positive. People were, you know, over a mile long convoy of cars with average of four big flags, American flags, protected police flags, Trump flags. They, you know, they stayed positive, but it actually got kind of stupid. People, some of these angry young people started throwing things, stopped in the middle of the road to block traffic, yelling hateful things. And again, these cars and these vehicles were full of families and children and kids from all walks of life, from all ages, from the city, from the county, all kinds of people. It was really disappointing to see that much animosity and hate over basically misinformation that they are being fed through their media outlets and Facebook and Twitter.
You know, Jimmy, I have to tell you, the one place, I mean, I was not there. I tried to come down, as you all know, or you don't know because Jim probably didn't tell you, but I tried to come down, but I had a conflict with my wife that I had to take care of that was right in the middle of that. But I have told Jim that beyond a shadow of a doubt, you're doing one more demonstration again this coming Saturday, and I will be on the seat in the same car with you and Laura, because I feel very, very strongly about what you are at this moment in time, what you stand for and what your wife stands for. What I don't understand about the campaign, and maybe and this is a bit of a criticism, but even more important, I really want some insight into this. The election has gotten to be very, very polarized. Many of the things that Biden and Kamala Harris are saying have been fact-checked. They are totally false. Why can't the Democratic, if I were in charge of the DNC, I would say, you know, we got to turn this thing around. We have to come out. We cannot stay silent about the violence that's occurring in our country, and we have to always say the truth. Why can't the DNC do that? I mean, that would be a nationwide movement that would be incredible, but Jimmy, it's not happening. Why? Is this just a plain, dirty election?
Well, it's not happening because if in fact they told the truth, that they would lose definitively. So they are attempting to maintain these false narratives of hate, of racism, of bigotry, of fascism. They're being the fascists. And this is exactly what happened this weekend. We were there to represent a large, tens of thousands of people in this county, and they wanted to shut down those voices. And this is what the Democratic Party is doing in America right now. The leftists, the progressives have overtaken it. They don't appreciate competition. They don't appreciate free speech because they lose when they actually have to face the answers. You know, that's why Joe Biden won't answer the questions about Hunter Biden right now. That's why they can't talk about the Green New Deal, honestly. It's why they talk about Obamacare and why Democrats say that Trump and Republicans are going to take away Social Security. Those are all factual lies. No one's ever said those things. Certainly the Green New Deal is a, you know, unbelievably costly, destructive future for America. If they told the truth, they'd be done.
I'd like to know one
thing. And that's the problem.
Yeah, I'd like to know one thing, Jimmy. I'm all over this particular election virtually every waking hour of every day. As of yesterday, Sunday, and as of this morning, and it still is only, it's still basically morning here, noon on Monday, I have not seen the FBI take any action whatsoever on Hunter Biden's computer. Why is that, in your opinion?
My opinion is they sat on this, that Christopher Wray and senior members within the FBI are so worried about the reputation of the FBI because how corrupt it was under James Comey and Andrew McCabe, and of course with the Department of Justice, that they're so worried about their institution, they're willing to cover this up so they aren't more embarrassed. We went through an impeachment on accusations that Trump somehow was inappropriately asking for information to investigate Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, when in fact, now we find out that there is ample information and huge justification for an investigation. The FBI sat on it. And it only appears to me that the deep state is so corrupt in Washington that they're so worried about protecting their institutions that they forgot all about the Constitution. They forgot all about transparency. They forgot all about their obligations to the American people to be truthful. And that is disgusting. In my view, it is absolutely inappropriate that the Department of Justice and the FBI has not taken action to clarify these issues when our country went through an impeachment of a president. Only the third time in the history of this nation, and apparently all of it was based on fabricated lies. The FBI to me looks like Adam Schiff's barking dog right now, in fact, today they announced indictments against Russian hackers in an attempt, I think, to give Rachel Maddow talking points on MSNBC in order to perpetuate this myth that Russia is somehow influencing our elections. Right. It's unbelievable the efforts and the to undermine confidence in their own government. I cannot believe it.
One recommendation that I would make to all of our listeners, and this will take very little effort. I could not post it on my on our website, but I really would recommend that all of you folks go to, yes, it is CNN, and listen to the discussion on CNN between Wolf Blitzer, Nancy Pelosi. I watched that particular segment start to finish, and I cannot believe, but even Wolf Blitzer doesn't understand what Pelosi is doing.
Well, and that's the problem right now. They have gone so far over the edge to cover up their own. When you start a lie, you have to continue with the lie in order to not look embarrassed. And I'll tell you, that's exactly what's happened here. They've gone so far over the edge. You know, and I'm going to give a quick example. This weekend, we had in this rally, there was a guy there that was kind of infiltrating, and he took some video. I specifically said to over 100, 200 people there that we wanted to be peaceful, that the way that we fight these issues to protect our freedom of speech, to protect our rights and our Constitution, was we vote. The way we fight is to vote, so we don't have to get into a bigger, you know, problem. The guy edited everything out except for that word fight. And he said, oh, all these Trumpsters are out here and they want to fight. And he posted that on Twitter. Unbelievable misinformation. Completely the opposite of what was said.
Jim, I know you can verify that. If you have the video, please get it to me. I will definitely put it on my site.
Yeah, it's a Twitter feed. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but that's how far they're willing to go. They've managed to manipulate young people's minds through Instagram and TikTok and these ridiculous media outlets that are stifling voice of free speech, that are taking away the ability to actually get information to accurately assess what's happening right now. We're seeing it at a massive level. It's the first time in my lifetime that you can see this absolutely corrupt media corporate complex attempting to shape an outcome for their own interests. I mean, it's happened before, but not at this level. They are absolutely silencing voices, and it's
Jimmy, let me
crazy.
just say one thing. I want to get a copy of that video. I want to get a copy of your comments. I will not be able to get it, obviously, on Twitter because Twitter has shut all of that type of information down. Do everything you can to get it to me, Jimmy, and everybody who comes to our site, which is about 175,000 a month uniques, will be able to see that. Maybe that can be a little bit of a part that I can play in addition to my vote for your movement. Jimmy, thank you so much.